May we be filled with awe at the birth of Jesus. Amen. The world's deep night is shattered by the light of God's new day in the birth of Jesus. And the glory of God is revealed to poor shepherds by the angel. And the shepherds, who are filled with awe and wonder, they go and they run and share the good news with others. And we know this story so well that maybe it can feel a little like that happened a long time ago in a faraway place. But every Christmas, we each have to ask ourselves, how does the then and there of Christmas break into our here and now? And I think part of the answer lies within the power of story itself. The stories we tell others hold power. Our stories are the shape of how we see our lives and how we see ourselves. Our stories are a testimony to the story of me, the story of us, and the story of now. No matter when the story actually occurred. And that is one of the wonders and beauty of story sharing. So Christmas worship might be the same each year, but us, we are different each year. So how we hear and feel the gospel story is going to be different every time. And another part of the answer lies in the incarnation of Christ, where God takes on flesh in the then and there of human history. But the resurrection of Christ reminds us that God is not bound by human space and time. Therefore, Jesus is also God with us in the here and now, making our space and time holy. In the presiding bishop's Christmas message, he shared, "Someone once said, in a Christmas poem, love came down at Christmas. That's what love is, to give and not count the cost, to give not for what one can get, but for what the other can receive. That's what love is. God so loved the world that he gave." And this reminded me of a tender Christmas story by Leo Tolstoy called Papa Panov's Special Christmas. And it goes like this. Papa Panov is an elderly cobbler who lives by himself in a small village. His wife has passed away and his children are all grown up. Alone on Christmas Eve in his shop, Papa Panov decides to open the old family Bible, and he reads the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. And that night, as he falls asleep, he has a dream in which Jesus comes to him, and Jesus says that he will visit Papa Panov in person tomorrow, but that he will have to pay special attention since the disguised Jesus will not reveal his identity. And so he wakes up the next morning and he's excited about Christmas Day and meeting his potential visitor. And he notices that a street sweeper is working early on a cold winter morning. And touched by his hard work and dejected appearance, Papa Panov invites him inside for a hot cup of coffee. And then later in the day, a single mother with a worn face too old for her young age walks down the street clutching her baby. Again, Papa Panov invites them in to warm up and even gives the baby a beautiful brand new pair of shoes that he made. And as the day goes by even more, Papa Panov keeps his eyes peeled for his holy visitor, and he keeps looking out his door, But he only sees his neighbors and beggars on the street. So he decides to feed the beggars. And soon it is dark, and Papa Panov retires indoors with a sigh, believing his dream was only a dream. But then the voice of Jesus speaks to him, and he sees again the street sweeper, the young mother and her baby, the local beggars, and as they pass by, each whispers, "Didn't you see me, Papa Panov?" And Jesus tells him, "I came to you today, and everyone you helped and welcomed." That's what love is, to give and not to count the cost, to give not for what one can get, but for what the other can receive. Jesus is here right now with us, within each one of us, in our hearts, in our actions, in our words, and in the stories of our lives. As the angels spoke to the shepherds, and then the shepherds go and run and tell the good news, so we proclaim to one another and to the world, Jesus Christ is born today, and to this day, in these circumstances, into this moment, filled to overflowing with fears and hopes of the world. Amen.